From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexicans began mourning some of the 67 dead on Saturday after an earthquake and a Gulf Coast hurricane struck the country.
Three more deaths have been reported.
The area hardest hit was Juchitán, where 36 people died when the magnitude 8 earthquake toppled buildings. Another two people died on Friday in a mudslide in the state of Veracruz after Hurricane Katia hit late on Friday. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto vowed that the government would help rebuild the affected areas. Florida Governor Rick Scott had a sober warning for those in the state as Hurricane Irma approached.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it.
Scott said some 5.6 million Floridians have been ordered to evacuate, and he said that if you're in an evacuation zone and weren't on the road by noon Saturday, individuals should find the nearest shelter to avoid the life-threatening weather. Cuban coastal cities were clobbered by high winds from Hurricane Irma that upended trees, toppled utility poles, and scattered debris across streets. Roads were blocked, and witnesses said a provincial museum near the eye of the storm was in ruins. The Dutch government also estimates 70% of the houses on the island of St. Martin were badly damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Irma. Some 40,000 residents are now reliant on public shelters as they brace for Hurricane Jose. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that the situation remains grim on the island, where widespread looting has broken out. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for videos and more. This is VOA News.